This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 399 for Friday, May 17th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ICE Futures canola market looks to end the week on a positive note, supported by comparable oils. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all trading higher on Friday. Crude oil is up due to tightened United States stockpiles and signs of a slowdown in inflation. There will be no trading in Canada on May 20th due to Victoria Day, while markets in the U.S. will trade their usual hours. The Canadian dollar is unchanged compared to Thursday's close. The prairies will see heavy rains over the next 5 days. Areas from northeastern Alberta to central Manitoba should see 35 to 65 millimeters, while southern areas of the prairies should see 10 to 25 millimeters. The July canola contract is up $7.90 per ton at $659.70. In the U.S., corn and wheat are lower, while soybeans are up. The weekend should see the western U.S. Corn Belt become drier over the next 2 days, as well as in parts of the eastern Corn Belt. However, the entire region should see rain starting next week. In Argentina, the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange rated the country's corn crop at just 14% good to excellent, down 3 points from the previous week. So far, one quarter of the harvest is complete. The July corn contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.56. Also in Argentina, the BAGE rated the country's soybean crop at 24% good to excellent, also down 3 points from the previous week. The harvest, however, is 64% complete, with the production estimate trimmed 500,000 tons to 50.5 million. As of May 9th, U.S. soybean sales for the 2024-25 marketing year have totaled just over 890,000 tons, the lowest in 19 years. Chinese biofuel firms are investing more than $1 billion U.S. into building plants turning used cooking oil into aviation fuel. If completed, they would produce 1 million tons of aviation fuel combined, 2.5% of China's annual demand. The July soybean contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.23. The Wheat Quality Council completed its tour of hard red wheat fields in Kansas on Thursday, reporting an average yield of 46.5 bushels per acre, well above last year's figure of 30 and above the 5-year average of 42.4. Kansas is projected to produce 290.4 million bushels, 22.5 million more than the USDA's estimate. French soft wheat was rated at 64% good to excellent, unchanged from last week but down from 93% last year, according to France Agrimaire. Winter wheat acres in Germany were down 8.3% from last year at 6.42 million acres. The July Chicago wheat contract is down 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.61. The July Kansas City hard red wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.72. The July Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 5 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.16. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, May 17th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti. Have a great Victoria Day weekend.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.